Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Happy Easter. You see, aleluya, in its original Hebrew meaning, means praise be to God, or simply, thanks be to God. And that is our shout. Catholics, Christians all over the world are hallelujah persons. Simply means Easter persons. We don't want to dwell in the tomb. We want to be Easter persons, Easter people, shouting, carrying our mantra, and wearing our taglines saying we are Easter persons. And hallelujah is our shout, and even hallelujah is our song. Okay? You don't agree, it seems. But that is how life should be. We should all be hallelujah persons. Last night when we celebrated Easter Vigil, I had to explain the four Gospels and the resurrection account from Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 to 18 or 20, if you want, Mark chapter 16, verse 1 to 12, Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 18, and then our Gospel today, John chapter 20, verse 1 to 12. And the different versions of the first account of the Lord's resurrection. These versions differ. If you come to think of it, actually, it makes a lot of sense. The differences can be explained. But the more important thing in this account of the resurrection of our Lord is all of them were saying from the mouth of angels, when Mary Magdalene saw an angel on top of the wooden stone, and the two angels inside the tomb, when Mary Magdalene and another Mary saw it, and the angels outside waiting for Peter and Mary Magdalene, who to everyone was saying, "Who are you looking? He has been raised. The Lord is risen. Christ is risen. That is why he's no longer here." That was the common message, that the Lord is risen. Scripture has been fulfilled. Has been fulfilled. In fact, the angel had to remind and refresh the minds of John and Peter. Did you know, and don't you remember what he said? That the Son of Man will be brought to the sinners, put to death, and on the third day will rise to give us life. He has risen. That is our message. But what does it mean to us that he has risen? What is the implication that Christ is alive? What does it bring to our life in this present century, in this present age? How do we encounter the risen Christ as we go out of this church? How do we encounter the risen Christ in our offices? How do we encounter the risen Christ in our homes, in our daily life? If we are Easter people, everyone will encounter the risen Christ through you, through us. And we will, through our lives, even without speaking, they will see that the Lord is indeed risen. When the cross was displayed last Friday, I said that the cross is the greatest symbol of love, that the cross was the greatest symbol of life. But it did not end there. The cross was the greatest symbol of hope. Hope. And that is why Good Friday, in the liturgy of the adoration of the cross, when the cross was displayed here, everyone lined up and kissed the cross. Why? Because we want to honor Jesus' death on the cross that gave us life. We want to acknowledge Jesus' death on the cross that showed God's greatest love. But more than that, as we celebrate Easter today, we kiss the cross because we are also acknowledging that through this cross and His resurrection that we celebrate today, we are given new life. And that is why our mantra and our shouting voice says, Alleluia! Praise be to God! Thanks be to God! And I hope that when you go out of this church, you bring that message powerful, loud and clear to everyone that our Lord is indeed alive through us. And you will start hearing people saying that indeed Jesus is alive in your offices, in your place of work. And you will start hearing people saying, indeed Jesus is alive in your homes. And you will also be convinced that Jesus is alive in your life. In your life. We have all experienced the tomb and the effects of the tomb. We have all experienced suffering. We have all experienced sorrow. We have all experienced death. But it should not end there. Because our Lord, after 3 days in the tomb, resurrected and commissioned His disciples on Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. Go out to the whole world. Proclaim the good news. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. The commission of Jesus is, go, tell them that I'm going to my Father, your Father. Tell them that I'm going to my God, your God. And tell them the good news to all creatures. All creatures. Sometimes we call our not so lovely brothers and sisters, our brethren, creatures. But even them, the Lord wants to proclaim His great love. His great love. I would like to end my message of Easter by telling you a story. 2013, November 8th. The most powerful storm in the world passed through my island, Leyte, in the Philippines. And Ground Zero is the city where I live, Tacloban City. In an hour, the devastation was tremendous. Cost to life was to thousands, at least 15,000. Cost to property, you can't imagine. You can't imagine. When I called my cousins, the first word that he said, Father, diluvio dito. Diluvio is a Spanish word which means, really, the devil have come and strike this area and it's total disaster. Total disaster. Exasperated by the lack of preparedness, and on the aftermath, immediate reaction from our officials. We experience suffering. We experience death. We even experienced persecution. And some of us started even telling ourselves, why did this happen? Why did God allow this? And it was our tomb. It was our Good Friday. Mind you, it was our Good Friday. When I went home 3 months after, 4 months after, it happened November, I went home March, following year 2014. 4 months after, and it seems there was so little effect. There was no rehabilitation yet in plan. There was no restoration yet in plan. We did not have our FEMA in the Philippines like yours. It was just still so sad. And that was our Good Friday. That was our tomb. Then we experienced resurrection. The following year, July of that year, 2014, Pope Francis made an announcement that he will go and visit our city. I had to go home. The Pope is coming to my city. Everyone was there. Yes, we experienced that. But slowly, Pope Francis just wanted to have us feel that he is there, that he is suffering with us, that he is praying with us. We celebrate day. Pope Francis came to celebrate the Mass at the tarmac of the airport. And there was a storm. Hurricane number 2. The strongest storm that hit the Philippines is hurricane number 5. So, I can tell you the whole story and even the details. But I'll just tell you one. It was all dark because there was a storm. And we were all monitoring. When is Pope Francis coming? When is his plane going to land? Then we hear the airplane. It's about to land. He's coming. But we don't see the plane. And then. It could not land. And then after 10 minutes, 20 minutes, it went around. And then we can hear again. There was so much excitement. Woo! Woo! There was so much excitement. And you can hear the plane coming down. And then, second try, it could not land. Until the third try, finally, it was able to land. Just to show you how strong the winds were. There was so much celebration when Pope Francis was there. He was only there for 3 hours. 3 hours. From 10 up to 1 o'clock. But it was enough for us to experience our resurrection. That we were not alone. That the highest, member of our church is with us. I wish I can tell you my emotion when I was there. It was just overwhelming. That was Easter to us. That was Easter to us. Following year, 2015. But let me wipe my tears. 2015, one of our priests in the archdiocese was appointed bishop. 2016, another year after, another priest in our archdiocese was appointed bishop. Last year, one of the priests of my diocese was appointed bishop. That's why I had to go home last April, first week of April, because he was ordained bishop. Our seminaries are full. Our high school seminaries are full. We still have high school seminaries. Our college seminaries are full, brimming with new vocations. Our theological seminaries, where I taught for 5 years, 6 years, are full. When Haiyan struck us, this is not exaggeration, but coastal parishes that 25 miles of coastal parishes that was hit by the storm surge, most of them lost 10% of their parishioners. Our priests were saying, I could still imagine those families who are seated there, and now they're gone. I can still imagine those families who are seated there, and now they're gone. That was our tomb. But slowly, God was showing us, yes, we all experience the tomb. Yes, we all experience suffering, pain, death, and sin. But when we allow God to come into our lives and come into our tombs, then the promise is fulfilled. You will experience resurrection. You will experience the risen Christ in your life. We are still feeling it. I'm still in cloud nine because I just came home seeing one of our priests, 50 years old, becoming a bishop. Seeing our seminaries flowing with vocation and seeing the people now back to their feet and more determined to live their lives better than before because they know that Christ has risen. Brothers and sisters, don't wait for those things to happen to you. Whatever your situation now, submit it to God. Just allow God to be part of it. Just allow God, if you are in the tomb right now, allow God to enter that tomb. And I guarantee you, as the promises made, I will be brought to sinners. I'll be put to death. And in fact, he has experienced an excruciating death. But after 3 days, I will rise again. The important message of the angels in the four accounts of the resurrection morning is this. He has been raised. And that's the power of Easter. When you go out here, and as we continue with the Easter season, I want you to be proud that you are a disciple of Christ. And I want you to shout with all your hearts, all your minds, and all your soul that you are an Easter person. And Alleluia is your song. Alleluia is your tagline. Alleluia is your shouting voice. Happy Easter to everyone. And I hope and pray that Easter will be continuing in your life in these coming days. And you bring joy to others. Don't look for Easter in your workplace. Don't look for Easter in your leisure time. Don't look for Easter in your homes. Don't look for Easter in places where you will not find it. Bring Easter to that place, those places, and you will also experience Easter.